This is the Top of the Hour from the Progressive Voices channel on TuneIn. Instead of commercials, you've got Progressive news and interviews right here at the Top of the Hour.
Hello, Progressive Voices TuneIn listeners. I'm Casey Hobbs.
And I'm Shane Mason, and we're the hosts of Nurse Talk Radio.
Here's what we're talking about this week. So before we get started, Donna, let's listen to this clip.
Young woman named Elizabeth Moreno, who had some back surgery, a very common kind of surgery, and the surgery worked. And of course, after her back surgery, you get a little prescription of opioids.
You need painkillers. You want to be careful with them.
Right. And she took them for a few days, not very long. And then when she went for a follow-up visit about 2 months later, the surgery worked great. She was long off opioids. The doctor said, we have to test your urine. Just pee into a cup. And boom, $17,850 bill.
So we want to thank Kaiser Health News and NPR for the clip. Now, Adonis, almost $18,000 for a urine test. What's going on and what can listeners do to avoid the same fate?
Oh, my God. Don't pee in a cup? In this case, I mean, what's mind-boggling to me is we enter that whole out-of-network discussion all over again in this, as if that should matter. Even if you're out-of-network, I think the estimates of the actual cost for the test were like $100. It wasn't as if, even if you're out-of-network, my God, how much markup could there be in this system? And here's this poor woman who has done everything that you would ask of her to do from the health provider's standpoint, to follow the directions, care for herself after the surgery, do what she needed, but then decide she needs a urine test to test for drugs afterwards,
right,
and tested her for all sorts of substances that had nothing to do with what the substance was she was prescribed appropriately to deal with her back pain. That's one of the reasons I turned down genetic testing for cancer markers a few years ago, because I said to the person, what in the world would I learn from that testing? I've already had cancer.
Yeah, I have it. It's kind of too late now.
You learn how to have insomnia, probably.
To worry about the fact that there is another cancer that you could get.
Or to have the thought that that information would go to an insurer in the future to say, we don't want to cover this woman because she's got the marker for XYZ.
Or, God forbid, this woman tested for some strange drug, and then they say, oh, she's a drug addict. You know, we got to cut her off everything.
I think that should be made illegal, you know, personally.
Yeah.
You know, it's mind-boggling that you can be surprised on the back end. By the way, we'd like you to have a urinalysis, and that urinalysis is going to cost you $17,000.
Right. So tell us about Trump's new health insurance plans.
This is his latest way to gut the ACA, and that is to make sure that people can go out and buy these insurance plans that are just bare bones, basically catastrophic coverage, that don't require any of the protections of the ACA, like preventative care,
right,
like screening for cancer and some other, not all cancers, but screening for some cancers and screening for other common health problems that might reduce overall costs later on. But this is just a scam that is just a terrible thing that moves us exponentially backwards from where the ACA was, instead of moving us forward to a Medicare for all.
But he wants to weaken the ACA. Isn't that the whole idea of this?
Absolutely. He just told a conservative convention this week that he's gutting. The ACA is being dismantled. And that's his whole purpose, is to get rid of the ACA. And it's just a vile kind of thing.
With nothing in its place. He wants to take this away, and he promised that he would have, I'm going to have the greatest plan, the best plan. It's going to be even cheaper. And he has no plan, nothing.
Well, what they're going to be able to do is they're going to say, look, we made health care cheaper. Everyone has health insurance now. And then when they try to use that health insurance and it doesn't work, they can say, the insurance companies suck.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
It's like win-win for Trump.
But what they really want to do is gut the system, you know, with the taxes and whatnot, and then say, we're broke. Now we need to cut entitlement programs, quote unquote, Medicare and Medicaid. This is shock doctrine all over again.
Yeah, exactly. We've seen this with his tax measure that gives a few million people a pittance of a bonus somehow.
Yes.
That actually enriches the already outrageously rich contingencies in this country even more than they have been, and then sells it as populism. It's just mind-boggling.
Well, a $1,000 bonus is crumbs. It's not going to buy you health insurance. It's not going to put your kids through college.
Nope.
It's not going to help you for a rainy day fund. It's not going to do much.
And heck, $1,000 won't even pay for a root canal.
Yeah.
$1,000 won't pay 5% of that urinalysis.
That's true. You can't even have a freaking urinalysis with this plan.
Exactly. That you didn't want in the first place.
Right. And then don't even mention medications, because you will not be able to afford any medications to treat anything that you have.
Exactly.
Because that also goes off the market.
People with children that have serious chronic illnesses that have to have these medications, suddenly finding out that their co-pays have jumped to $300 or $400 a month. This is hurting so much of what's going on in this country. It's already inhumane. It's hurting our economy, and it's just ridiculous.
Check out our show at nursetalksite.com and listen every Saturday and Sunday right here on Progressive Voices.
You've been listening to Top of the Hour on the Progressive Voices channel on TuneIn. Commercial-free interviews and exclusive Progressive news and information at the top of the hour.
From Interfaith Alliance, this is State of Belief Radio. I'm your host, Reverend Welton Gaddy, broadcasting this week from the historic Argo Studios in New York City. State of Belief airs every weekend on radio stations nationwide and is available